Psochim Yerushalmi corresponding to Bavli Psochim, Daf Tes. We begin on Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. The first topic today is concerns about a weasel moving chometz. Says the Mishnah, Ein choshishin shema goa cholda mibayis labayis mimokom lemokoim im kein mechotz lechotze o meir leir ein ledova seif. One need not be concerned that a weasel dragged chometz from house to house and from place to place, as otherwise one need to be concerned about dragging from courtyard to courtyard and from city to city, and this concern would be endless. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yoina said, Hachin Silcha Masnisin, the Mishnah should have said as follows, Me'ir le'ir o mechotze lechotze, mimakom lemokoim, mibayis lebayis. Im choshish at me'ir le'ir, at choshish mechotze lechotze. Im choshish at mechotze lechotze, choshish at mimakom lemokoim. Im choshish at mimakom lemokoim, at choshish mibayis lebayis. The Mishnah should have first taught the case of city to city, and then from courtyard to courtyard, etc. As if one is concerned about dragging from city to city, all the more so one must be concerned about dragging from courtyard to courtyard. The Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Yossa, Afilu kemasnisin asyehi, the Mishnah is fine. Ein chushishin shema goa cholda mibayis lebayis mokom lemokom. One is not concerned that a weasel dragged chometz from house to house and from place to place. Im kein, mechotze lechotze o meir leir ein ledava soif, because if so, one should be concerned about from courtyard to courtyard and from city to city, and it's going to be endless. Sheim mibayis lebayis iyata chushish lekoshikem mokom lemokom, because if one is not concerned about from house to house, certainly he will not be concerned about from place to place. Im mimokom and if you're not worried about taking it from place to place, all the more so you won't be concerned about taking it from one courtyard to another. And if you're not concerned about taking it from one courtyard to another, certainly you won't be concerned about the weasel dragging it from one city to the next. Is it possible for all Jews to check their chometz at the same time? We now move on to the next Mishnah, which is Gimel Amud Beis at the top, Halacha Gimel. The subject of this Mishnah is times for checking chometz, and the Mishnah begins with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Boitkin o Arbasa, Va'arbasa, Beshachris, Ubashas Habir. One checks the chometz on the night of the 14th, in the morning of the 14th, and at the time of Bio, which is destroying the chometz. Vechachomim Oimrim, Im Loi Bodak Oli Yud Dalad, Yivdoik Bi Yud Dalad. In Loi Bodak B'Yud Dalad, Yivdik B'Sei Chamoyed. Loi Bodak B'Sei Chamoyed, Yivdik L'Acha Hamoyed. Say the Chachomim, if he did not check on the night of the 14th, he must check on the day of the 14th. And if he did not, he must check during the festival. And if he did not, he must check after the festival. U'mashu Mashaya Yanichenu B'Tzina Kadesh Lo Yehei Tzorech B'Dika Achrov. And whatever he leaves over after checking should be hidden away to avoid the need to check again. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, time and Rabbi Yehuda, keneged gimel pa'amim, shekosav batoyra, lo yeru lecha sa'or. Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason Rabbi Yehuda requires checking three times for chometz corresponds to the three times the Torah prohibits chometz by saying lo yeru lecha, that one may not have it in his possession. Two of those three times appear in Shemois, Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, where it says at the end of the pasuk, "V'lo yeru lecha chometz, v'lo yeru lecha sa'or, v'chol gvulecha." Chometz may not be seen in your possession, and leaven may not be seen in your possession within all of your borders. And another pasuk in the Torah says in Dvarim Tezayin, pasuk Dalad, "V'lo yeru lecha sa'or, v'chol gvulecha." Again, that leaven will not be seen in your possession within all of your borders. So we see three times the Torah mentions this type of phrase to teach you the three times that one must check for chometz before Pesach. Ask the Gemara, V'hakasiv, there's a pasuk that says in Shemois Yud Beis, Tashbitu Sa'or Mibateichem, you must destroy leaven from your houses. Answer the Gemara, Ba'asehu, that is not a negative command, that's a positive command, so it does not fit into the count of Rabbi Yehuda. Ask the Gemara another question, V'hakasiv, Shivas Yomim Sa'or Loi Yimatsei Bibateichem. The pasuk says in Shemois Yud Beis, in pasuk Yud Tes, for 7 days leaven may not be found in your houses. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossa, Mekeven Shezer Tzorech Lazer, Bezer Tzorech Lazer, Kemishakulam Echad. Since these two phrases need each other, therefore they're counted as one posuk. And how do we see that they need each other? Lo Yeru Lecha, Ha'isi Oime, Hifkedetz Lo Yehe Mutter, Tamu Loima, Lo Yimatze Bevateichem. If it would just say, it may not be seen in your possession, you might have thought that if it is deposited with you, it will be permitted, and therefore the Pasuk says, it may not be found in your houses. If it would just say, it may not be found in your houses, I might have thought that if he allowed somebody to leave chametz in his home without taking responsibility, it would still be prohibited. Therefore, the Pasuk says, it may not be seen in your possession. Ha ketzad, so how is this? Hifkid etzlai osa yichad lai bayis mutter. So what do we conclude from these two phrases? If it was deposited with him, it would be prohibited. If he allowed it to be left in his house without taking responsibility, it would be permitted. The Gemara asks another question. Michlefa should say to Rabbi Yehuda. It seems that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda has been switched. Datani, because we learnt in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oime, Boitkin ol arbasa, uva arbasa, beshachris, v'shas abio. One checks for chometz on the night of the 14th, in the morning of the 14th, and at the time of bio of destroying the chometz. V'chachamim oimim, im loy bodak ol arbasa, yivdoik ba'arbasa. Chachamim held that if one did not check on the night of the 14th, he must check on the day of the 14th. Now you can deduce from Rabbi Yehuda that he does not agree that one must check at any later point than at the time of Bior, since from the Pesukim we learn the obligation to check three times only. However, you could assume that the continuation of the mission that says that if he did not check during the Chag, he must check after the Chag, is agreed to by all, since the Mishnah at that point did not use the word Im. So this raises a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. Ma im b'shar shalei egiyez man biur at omer sarach levdeik il pa'omim b'shar shalei egiyez man biur lei kol shekein. Surely, it's a kal v'chomer, if one is required to check three times before the time of biur, or the more time that one would need to be checking three times after the chag, not just once. Answer the Gemara, lo sucha, deloi, im lo bodak b'sei chamoyed, yivdik l'acha moyed, meaning that the statement of the mission that if one did not check during the Chag, he must check afterwards, is according to the Chachomim, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, in such a case, he must check three times after the Chag. So just to summarize the shir, there have been two Mishnayos in the shir. The first Mishnah dealt with concerns about a weasel moving chometz. The Mishnah told us you don't have to be concerned that a weasel drag chometz from house to house and from place to place. Otherwise, one would need to be concerned about dragging from courtyard to courtyard and from city to city, and this concern would be endless. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yonah asked the question, the Mishnah should have first taught from city to city and then from courtyard to courtyard. As if one is concerned about from city to city, all the more so he should be concerned about courtyard to courtyard. The Gemara answered, Rabbi Yossi answered the question by saying the Mishnah is fine, and it should be understood that if one is not concerned about house to house, all the more so one does not need to be concerned about place to place, as is it possible for all Jews to be checking chometz at the same time. In the second Mishnah talk about the time for checking chometz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one checks three times on the night of the 14th, the morning of the 14th, and the time of Bior, which is destroying the chometz. Chachamim said if he did not check on the night of the 14th, he should check on the day of the 14th, and if not, he should check during the Moed, and if not, he should check after the Moed. And whatever is left over after he checks should be hidden away to avoid the need to check again. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan explained Rabbi Yehuda's source for checking three times is three times in the Pasuk mentioning Lo Yere Lecha saw that one should not have chometz in his possession during Pesach. It was twice in the Pasuk in Shmoy Staf Perek Yud Gimel and once in Dvorim Perek Tezayin. The Gemara asked, what about the Pasuk Tashpis Zomi Bateichem? You must destroy leaven from your houses. And we explained, no, that is a positive mitzvah. Here we're focusing on a negative mitzvah. The Gemara said, then what about the Pasuk Chiras Yomim Sa'ol Yamatzvah Bateichem? That for 7 days leaven may not be found in your houses. So we answered, these psukim need each other. This Pasuk is needed for the early one as well. And we learn in conclusion from both these psukim together that if chometz was deposited with him, it's prohibited, but if it was allowed to be left in his home and he didn't take any responsibility for it, it will be permitted. We then had a question that it seems that the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda are switched, because in our Mishnah we saw that there's a requirement to check three times. However, from the continuation of the Mishnah, that if one did not check before the Chag, he must check after the Chag, that would not fit into Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda would need to have checked three times after the Chag, because the Pasuk says that one must check three times. The Gemara answered, that's not a problem. This statement of the Mishnah is following the opinion of the Chachamim, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he did not check before the Chag, he must check three times after the Chag.